Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Donald Trump is the most famous person in the world right now. I don't think anybody doubts that. And I had the title, when they were really demonizing me a few years ago, of the most infamous person. Not a title that you want. Roger Stone now has the title of the most infamous person in America, at least in leftist minds. When we go out in public, even a year ago, people try to attack him and I, screaming at us that we're Russian traitors. So I was inviting him to Austin, and he said, well, I probably can't leave my house. People are trying to kill me. And literally, folks, it was bad a year ago because I had one of the same security guys. He did some work for Roger. He said they'd go to the grocery store. He'd shake 10 hands, and then somebody started trying to throw, you know, a can of peas at him, screaming, Russian, Russian, F you, you know, people spitting on his steaks. I mean, just hellish behavior. So, and it's not he's a victim. It's talking about the derangement of these people. And now Robert Mueller's come out from under his rock. There's all these articles false quoting him from my show. Stone admitted on Jones's show, L.A. Times, New York Times, that he would be faithful and would not roll on the president. They left out the rest of the quote because there is nothing to roll on him about. He did nothing. I did not talk to him about it. I was there, folks. I remember. Everything Roger said was true. So, political prisoner clemency. We're going to cover the waterfront in the next hour. Roger, let's talk about this first before we get into everything next segment. Talk about what it's like to be you now, the most infamous man in America.
Well, it's both great and it's very bad. I mean, the point is, of course, that true patriots, and I think we are a slim majority in this country, realize that I did the right thing, realize that I was pressured both legally and financially to lie about the president, to bear false witness against him, to repeat testimony composed for me by the prosecutor so they could use it to impeach Donald Trump. The timing here is very important. It happens just before the release of the Mueller report, which is a nothing burger. So they're looking for me to be the ham in their ham sandwich because they have nothing on the Russian collusion hoax. And they want me to essentially be their star witness. And they hint about leniency and, you know, maybe the judge will let you go without any jail time and so on. Now you have Andrew Weissman, who is the guy who really ought to be in front of the grand jury, epically corrupt former prosecutor, cited by federal judges in multiple cases for misconduct and for ethical problems, saying, oh, we can still get the truth out of Roger Stone. Believe me, Andrew, you had a search warrant. You went through all of my emails, all of my text messages, all of my phone messages, all of my paper records, which you presumably grabbed when you raided my apartment and my office and my home. And you found nothing because there's nothing to find. I know of no wrongdoing by the president of the United States. I know of no misconduct by the president of the United States. Let me repeat it again.
And by the way, you said that probably 500 times on my show, and then they misquote you and cut. I mean, this is really defamation when they even quote you on my show and go, on Jones's show, he admits that he will not turn on the president. Because then you added, because there's nothing to say, there's nothing.
That's exactly right. So it's a reinvention. First of all, we're all the way back to Guccifer 2.0, all right? So Mueller says, Stone communicated with a Russian intelligence agent known to us. Well, first of all, let's be very clear. My communications with Guccifer 2.0 on Twitter direct message, I made it public completely in 2017. It's benign. It took place after WikiLeaks had already published all of their material.
And they use that to say you perjured yourself because you talked to somebody that might have seen a Russian once.
Well, what they're claiming is that he's a Russian intelligence agent. They haven't even proven that. That comes from the demented mind of John Brennan. We don't know.
Stay there. Start over in 60 seconds. And let's walk through this, because and I've been drawn into it. And a lot of these articles they quote from my show, Jones covering for him as an intermediary with Trump, you know, has Stone send the message that I'll cover up if you, you know, get rid of my sentence. No such thing happened. Totally made up. More fraud, more criminal activity from the New York Times and the LA Times. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's high noon, Central Texas time, broadcasting worldwide, and Roger Stone is giving us the first big in-depth interview. Very honored. He went on Hannity last night and laid out a lot of important things. But now, he's here in the next 45 minutes or so, in his own words, to set the record straight, because they're still saying he's a Russian agent. They're saying I'm a Russian agent in Congress with zero proof. They are, here's the New York Times, we can still get the truth from Roger Stone. They want him called back in before grand juries. They want him re-indicted. New York Times, Schiff, anyone who cares about the rule of law in this country is nauseated by Stone's sentence computation. Here it is, the executive grant of clemency and the seal right there of the Department of Justice with the president's signature right there. And then you've got George Stephanopoulos, who presided over the Clintons and Obama and all these criminal activities and pardons of drug dealers and money launderers and people. But, oh, that's okay. Have Dems outrage over Stone computation forgotten that the Clintons and Obama's pardoned? Roger Stone has the floor right now, Roger. Plow into it and why it's more important than ever. And it's, by the way, good to see you there as a free man.
Well, it's great to be free because, as you know, the judge in my case was intent in sending me to a COVID-19 infested prison. There are now 60 confirmed cases of COVID at that prison. I'm 67 years old. She's seen all my health records because you have to file them in your pre-sentence period. This was a death sentence. There's no question.
And you would have been in jail. You would have been in jail right now. You would have been in prison right now.
That is correct. Today was the day. So the president's commutation needs to be viewed, I think, first and foremost as a humanitarian act of mercy, because I wouldn't have lived long enough to pursue my appeal. I want to clear my name, and I want to expose the epic corruption that surrounds my trial. By the prosecutors, by the jury, all of it. And therefore, I wouldn't live to get to an appeal if the deep state had their way. So I'm very grateful to God. I'm very grateful to the president, who I believe received divine guidance to do the right thing, although I think he would have done the right thing. But I'm very grateful to both of them. This was a death match, Alex. This was a death penalty. They want to silence me, and above all, they want me off the battlefield in 2020. They want to make sure that I was locked up someplace in ill health, maybe even kill me before the election, so that I couldn't do anything to aid the president in his reelection bid. This is the last grasp by the globalists. They want to grab it all and take it back. That's what this was really about. And the notion that I had some detrimental information, that I knew of misconduct or illegal activity by the president, and that I covered it up or lied about it in return for an act of clemency, is a bald-faced lie. Robert Mueller is saying it. Andrew Weissman, his pit bull, who's more like a French poodle, if you ask me, and his and Rod Rosenstein. This guy Rosenstein's really clever. He takes a quote out of Mueller's screed in the Washington Post, and then he selectively edits it so it's no longer Stone was in touch with a Russian intelligence officer known to us. It now becomes Stone was in touch with a known Russian intelligence agent. You see the difference? It implies that I knowingly reached out to someone who was, who's a Russian intelligence officer, which, of course, I didn't. This is a recap of an entirely benign narrative in which, after the publication of all the WikiLeaks documents, I had a perfectly benign exchange with Guccifer 2.0 on Twitter direct message. It's a persona. Now, if you look at the content of all those messages, there's no evidence of collaboration or collusion or cooperation. That it's benign, and it happened after the fact. And it's the only communication there is. So it's proof of nothing, number one, based on timing and content. And then the assertion that this entity is a Russian intelligence agent, that's a claim of John Brennan and the CIA. Why would we believe it? We've seen no proof of it. In fact, if you go to stonecoldtruth.com, my website, I've written and others have written thousands of words to demonstrate that the forensic evidence is much to the contrary. Most likely, Guccifer 2.0 is actually an U.S. Intelligence asset. So this whole narrative is being recycled, whether it's Adam Schiff, a guy who can't tell the truth that saved if it would save his life, whether it is Rod Rosenstein, whether it is Robert Mueller, now Andrew Weissman. Weissman says, let's drag Stone in front of a grand jury. Now, I've got a better idea. Let's drag Andrew Weissman in front of a grand jury because they are busted. The documents that were declassified through the heroic efforts of Rick Grenell only weeks ago proved beyond dispute that the entire Russian collusion thing was a hoax. Prove within an absolute certainty that the entire thing was based on illegitimate, fraudulent, fabricated information paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and assembled with the cooperation and the assistance of Russian intelligence. There is the real Russian collusion right there. So in my view, Andrew Weissman should be indicted for sedition and for treason. It's time for them to get him in front of the grand jury. Hopefully John Durham is going to do that. I have my doubts, but I'm still praying for it. And who knows? It might happen.
And everything you said is true and on record. It's come out that Hillary knew it was Russians. It's incredible how they turn everything around on us.
It really is. But it is also something I've never experienced in politics. In other words, the way it used to work is somebody would make a charge against you. You would respond. You document that you were telling the truth and we would move on. These people keep recycling the same old BS again and again and again. And they're smart enough to know that most people just read the headline. They
you don't just hit the key. Let me explain this. You were on record on my show talking to Guccifer 2.0 and trying to find out if they could talk to WikiLeaks or if they had any information. Everybody was doing it. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, not only
then
that,
years later, it's on the news. I'm going from my memory. On the news, breaking. He was talking to Guccifer like it was brand new when you brought it out at the time.
I released the entire exchange to the press in 2017. I was the first person.
That's what
who
I'm
did.
Saying. But even this year, they were bringing it out like it was some new thing. That's what you're saying is they know people don't have a memory.
That's right. So they go for the headline. Trump associate admits contact with Russian intelligence agent. It's completely bogus. It's false. It was false then. It's false now. But they don't understand how thin it wears on the American people. There's no evidence of Russian collusion. There's no evidence of Russian assistance to the Trump campaign. It's a fantasy. It's a fraud. It's a canard.
I want to get back to what you just brought up since you went there. Durham, the investigation, the attempted coup on the president, you were the linchpin of that. It's all failed. But now they're back with new frauds, new hoaxes, new coups because they haven't gotten trouble. What needs to happen now?
Well, I mean, that's an excellent question. First of all, I don't understand why this is taking so long. First, they were telling us that Durham would have a report in the spring. Then it's the summer. Now they're saying maybe it'll be next year. Well, next year we may or may not have a different president. Hopefully we will have the same president. because he's the only one who can revive this economy. How do I know that? He's already done it once. A man who knows how to bring back the economy when everybody said it was hopeless, a man who gave us the strongest economy in our history, the strongest job growth, the strongest wage growth, the highest levels of employment, there's no question he knows how to do it. He's already done it once. Your alternative is a guy whose prescription will make the sick patient even sicker. Higher taxes, more regulation, big one-size-fits-all international trade deals that steal our jobs. Do we really want to go back to that? We know what it got us under Obama. So I really think this is a clear-cut choice for the voters, but this is going to be a very, very tough, hard-fought election. And they're hoping that that Durham will report nothing and that Joe Biden, as president, can sweep it under the rug.
And again,
let me make another point. Bill Barr has gotten two recommendations, referrals from two different inspector general's reports recommending the indictment of James Comey for crimes that are far more serious than what I was charged with.
Roger, let's leave it off there. Let's come back and get right into that. Roger's on fire, and his Skype is super clear. So he's right here in studio with us in Austin, but he's not. He's in Florida. Tell everybody you know, tune in. This is history. They wanted this man imprisoned and silenced to be the linchpin, the cherry on top of their whole fraud. Instead, it blew up in their face. Thank God.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting worldwide today. I am your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone is here with us exclusively for the rest of the hour. This is his first big in-depth interview. We're very thankful for him being here with us today. He's wearing his Roger Stone Still Did Nothing Wrong shirt and his Free Roger Stone COVID-19 mask. Roger, getting back to this, we've been hearing for years, two weeks, there's going to be indictments, two weeks, the deep state's going to be punished. But instead, we haven't seen that. Now, we've seen Manafort finally sent to home confinement after he did nothing wrong. We've seen, you know, you getting clemency, and we hear calls for Trump's impeachment. I think President Trump needs to get on the offense here, as you've been talking about, with his bully pulpit and keep exposing these people, or they're going to try for another coup attempt on the president.
Well, Alex, first of all, now, like General Flynn, I am unmasked. Not quite the same way he was. You know, you're absolutely right. And the president's comments since he commuted my sentence have been right on the money. The investigation under which I was prosecuted was illegitimate. So how can my prosecution be legitimate? This is the classic fruit of the poison tree. And it is interesting that they only approved the investigation into me in October of 2017, after 3 months after they knew there was no Russian collusion. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian state. It even proves beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is the guy, Nick Ackerman, by the way, writing for the New York Times. I'm going to be suing him. He called me a Russian spy and a traitor. You know, even Roger Stone can be defamed, and there is no such proof. He is the most irresponsible of all my critics. He's a former Watergate prosecutor. He has gone on TV to say Nixon knew about the break-in. We just couldn't find it. Well, that means you have no proof of that claim. It happens, by the way, to be false. But they, just like in my situation, let's be clear. Andrew Weissman and the special counsels, Aaron Zelinsky, the guy who basically defrauded a House Judiciary Committee whose testimony before the committee, he wouldn't show up in person because he's very concerned about catching COVID, but he has no problems with my going to a COVID-infested prison. This guy's testimony was the most incredible blend of obfuscation, perjury, and hearsay I've ever heard. Oh, somebody told me the attorney general was under pressure to give Stone special treatment. Well, Mr. Zelinsky, who is somebody? Who told you? What person told you? It was very slimy, and the guy had no proof whatsoever. That's because it didn't happen. Alex, you're in a situation where the president keeps pounding on this. He says it every time. He's defended his action in my case. He has said that he did the right thing. He's right. He said that his supporters strongly support it. They do. I don't think there's a single voter out there who says, well, I was going to vote for Donald Trump, but now that he's saved Roger Stone's life, I'm not going to. Not a single voter, not one. The outrage here from the left is they really thought they could get me off the battlefield in 2020. That they really thought that they could pay me back for the exposure of Hillary Clinton in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which was, I think, a very important milestone in 2016, that you and I were out pushing the Clinton rape T-shirts, pointing out that Bill Clinton is a serial sexual assaulter of women. But more importantly, It was Hillary Clinton who was intimidating and bullying these women into silence. It was Hillary Clinton who hired the heavy-handed detectives and the nasty lawyers to threaten these women.
And by the way, they got really mad when we paid to send people. People got $2,000 prizes who would go scream, "You're a rapist," to Bill Clinton's face. That happened hundreds of times. So this was about payback, and it's also about threatening anybody in the future. You better not support Trump. You better not advise him. Now we have the Council on Foreign Relations of the Washington Post last week saying, when he loses, if he contests the election, which Democrats are going to contest it, then we need the military to remove him. And anybody that doesn't follow our orders in the deep state, you will go to prison. That's the Washington Post. So they're now this coup hasn't gotten in trouble. So now they're just spoiling for an all-out military coup. I mean, Trump and others, how can Trump move against them if he doesn't have the Justice Department doing the right thing? I mean, doesn't the Justice Department realize the danger of an all-out civil war if they let the deep state keep doing this? This is dangerous.
Well, but I mean, why is Aaron Zelensky working for the Trump Justice Department? You know, it's after he finished his persecution, not prosecution, persecution of me, he returns to his job as an assistant U.S. attorney in Baltimore. This guy needs to be not only fired, but he needs to be prosecuted in the Papadopoulos matter, where he clearly engaged in gross and provable misconduct. And there are issues in my case as well that will come up down the road when I file some complaints. But why are any of these people still working for the Trump Justice Department? This is the problem with not cleaning house as soon as he became president. You know, changing the cabinet officer but leaving everybody under them in place is like leaving a dirty diaper on a baby but changing the pins. It doesn't make any sense. And you've had, you know, many sectors of the Trump administration working against the president actively. We saw this in the Ukrainian scam put together hastily by Adam Schiff. Once they figured out their Russian collusion scam crashed and burned and was going nowhere because it was a fraud, then they hastily put together this Ukrainian nonsense. Who's testifying against the president? All of his own employees, all of his own appointees. These people are all in political appointee jobs. They're not bureaucrats. They're not civil servants.
Roger, let me ask you this.
They're dictators.
How do you expect them to strike back at the president? I mean, so far they're demonizing red states and praising blue states and blaming COVID on the president. That's asinine. So far they're trying to hurt the economy, keep things shut to do that. They admit that's their plan. How else are they going to come at him, do you think?
Well, I mean, we have anarchy in the streets. You show better footage of it than anybody does. We have a situation in which law-abiding citizens are afraid to leave their home. Now they're afraid to defend their homes because they might be indicted for it. The prosecutors seem to be on the side of the radicals rather than on the side of the citizens. It's very scary. Incredible interviews with Tucker Carlson last night from the couple that defended their own home with their legal firearms.
And now got raided by the police.
Them.
And now got raided.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Soros has put in hundreds of county attorneys and city attorneys, district attorneys. He's put in hundreds and hundreds of police chiefs and mayors, and he's like the real shadow president. He brags now that he's got control of most cities. I mean, are we just going to let Soros do this? Why the hell is Soros so powerful?
It's an excellent question. I was on Fox not long ago doing an interview. I'm not going to tell you with whom. And just before we went on, in my earpiece, the producer came on and said, "Oh, one more thing, Mr. Stone. Under no circumstances can you mention George Soros." And I said, "Well, I wasn't going to. This is not related to the topic I'm here to discuss." And they said, "Well, we just wanted you to understand our policy." Now, this makes no sense to me. I cannot explain why that would be the case.
Well, he's untouchable, and that's exactly what I've been told by people at Fox. We're going to come back. Let's talk about, though, your personal life, where you're going, why we need to get you vindicated with the clemency. And let's also talk about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ and how God's helped bring you through this. Roger Stone is with us for two more segments. This is historical, what's happened. And I want to thank the listeners for supporting Roger Stone because we're all in this together. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover.
this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson sites, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then we have the War Room. The War Room with Owen Schroyer and formerly Roger Stone, but he became a political prisoner. They SWAT teamed him. Helicopters, attack boats, stole everything he had, lost his house, spent $3 million battling all the lawsuits, all the subpoenas, not just the criminal stuff. And believe me, folks, we have fought over 50 Democratic Party lawsuits, knocked out 43 of them. And we have the Georgetown University, Democratic Party, all officially trying to destroy us. And they just keep the judges going, give us the secret documents where you're funded by the Russians. Give us the secret documents with the Mercers. Give us who commands you. Who writes your scripts? Who writes my scripts? I'm going to digress. Roger Stone's about to
do some major history here. And I've been hoping as soon as he gets out from under this nightmare, they'll start co-hosting with Owen again, his co-host in the War Room that Steve Bannon stole the name from. And again, folks, think about Stephen Bannon. He reports everything we report 6 months later and then just pontificates around. I'm sick of it. And he lied and literally perjured himself before Congress to put Roger in prison, or he told the truth before Congress, perjured himself in the criminal trial before Judge Amy Berman Jackson. This has been a nightmare, dystopic tragedy, like a Greek tragedy, but we're living it. I had the FBI investigate my father. I had the Washington Post call up and say, your father's paying hush money for Roger Stone. I had to go see the FBI. I'm not supposed to get into all this. I'm just going to stop here. I'm not a victim. I'm a target. But let me tell you, my family killed Russians, okay, in Latin America and stuff. I'm 1776. Everybody knows that, okay? This whole idea is ridiculous. Roger Stone is a famous right-winger that came out of Nixon. He helped round up a Russian spy ring in Washington in the 80s. He's famous for that. It's like saying Clark Kent works for Lex Luthor, or I mean, it's just over the top, but they just keep doing it. So, Roger, you've been inside InfoWars. You've seen the guts of it. You've seen the operation. Is anyone telling us what to say or what to do?
You can obviously tell, Alex, that we were all completely and totally unscripted, and there was no time that I worked there that you ever said to me, you can't say this, you can't say that. Now, you did tell me you didn't want to talk about Russia as much as I did, but I had no choice, because I realized at that point it was their master plan. And
no, you were right. You were proven right. You were proven right. I started getting we had to defend ourselves when they were criminally investigating me. I was like, oh, this is important now. Yeah.
So I'm going to do something very historic now, right on the air here at InfoWars. I'm going to actually sign my acceptance of the commutation by the President of the United States. There you see it. It is not signed. This is a historic moment. This is the document that saves my life. It now has my signature on it, as you can see. And there it is. So I have accepted the act of mercy, the act of justice by a benevolent president, a man who believes deeply in justice, who believes in fairness, who knows I did not get a fair trial, who knows I was subjected to a Soviet-style show trial before a kangaroo court. It wasn't a trial. It was more like a lynching. I mean, Owen Schroyer was there. He saw it with his own eyes. It was like a lynching. And you could see these jurors. You could see the hate in their eyes. You could see the joy in their eyes when the prosecutors.
They even wrote op-eds bashing you. No juror's ever done that. They're in the Washington Post bashing you and I after you're convicted, but then we're not allowed to say their names. We're terrorizing them when we talk about it.
And the amazing thing is when we raised the question of the jury forewoman's misconduct, the judge held a hearing. And in that hearing, she said, I'm not going to question the entire jury. I'm going to take a sampling of two jurors, and one of the two she selected was the juror who wrote the op-ed piece for the Washington Post talking about how everything was perfectly right and that Stone was not a political hit, and the jury was diverse. Yeah, it was diverse. It was, you know, there were no Republicans, no libertarians, no independents, no working class people, no military veterans. It was a hanging jury, and it was designed to be one. So it is good to know that we have a president who stands up for the rule of law. Watching these Democrats like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi running around talking about the rule of law. The rule of law. How about this? The abuse of power by Barack Obama's administration, including his national security advisor, his vice president, his national security advisor, his CIA director, his FBI director, and a half a dozen other officials in his administration below him, engaged in the use of the full authority of the United States government and the exceptional surveillance capabilities of our intelligence agencies to spy on the President of the United States, to defraud the FISA courts using
and by the way, Roger,
evidence
remember,
that they knew was fake.
Let's go back to early 2017. We, you and I, it's not about bragging, it's about facts, pioneered exposing how he was being spied on, how they were doing it in the FISA court from your sources and my sources. That also drove them into a total rage.
Yeah, and remember how they vilified Judge Andrew Napolitano, my longtime friend? I've known him for almost 40 years. They vilified him when he said that. You know, nobody comes back and says later, gee, Judge, we apologize, you were right. The guy took a weekend off, and the fake news media says Napolitano's been fired from Fox. This man has more integrity in his little finger than the New York Times has in every single employee they have.
Roger, let's talk big picture before we got to go to break and come back and play Hillary attacked you on Trevor Noah, the Not Funny Show, and all the rest of it. I know you lost your nice house. I know your finances. I know you basically don't have any money. I know that you have spent, what, $3 million on lawyers. And so that's what I saw it estimated. And so I understand that you really, really need people's support. They should all buy a Roger Stone, Still Did Nothing Wrong, the ultimate triggering shirt on your website. And I want to thank all the listeners that did donate to you. How do people continue to support in this critical fight to really upend the deep state? And then separately, let's talk about who really gets the credit. You with Billy Graham's son and going to that crusade and really already knew Christ, but really finding Christ again stronger than ever, putting your faith in Christ, and how the tide totally turned once you did that.
Absolutely, Alex. You almost don't know where to start. The first thing they do in one of these processes is they break you financially so you no longer have the resources to fight them. So you're right. I've lost everything. I've lost my home. I lost one of my cars. I lost most of my insurance. I lost my savings. And for 16 months, I've been unable to work because essentially I work by speaking and writing, and I was gagged. And the only thing people were interested in speaking and writing, having me speak and write about, were my trial and my ordeal, which I was prohibited from doing. So, yes, I've lost everything. Those who want to help me can go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. That's for groceries. That's for gasoline. That's for utilities. That's for medical expenses and prescription drugs. Folks, I am not living a lavish lifestyle high on the hog. So if you want to help us, again, stonefamilyfund.com. And believe me, it will be a godsend because I got to worry about the rent next month. If you want to get this T-shirt or any other of the Roger Stone paraphernalia, you can go to fightback.store. That's fightback.store.
And by the way, the guy that makes your shirts got banned on Facebook and lost a bunch of his accounts. They're harassing everyone. And you still got to go through clemency. You still got to go up to the Court of Appeals to overturn this monster, Amy Berman Jackson, or they're going to keep saying that you were really convicted of working with the Russians.
It's true. I have an appeal which needs to be funded. And therefore, if you want to help me in that epic struggle, you can go to stonedefensefund.com. That's stonedefensefund.com. There it is. So
right, let's talk about Christ, though, because, I mean, how did things change when you did that?
Overnight, literally overnight. I had an opportunity to meet Reverend Franklin Graham. I jumped at it. He gave me the most solid advice you could give anybody. He said, you're right, son, you're in big trouble, but if you will just confess your sins, if you will be reborn, if you will get right with Christ, if you will reaffirm your commitment to the Lord, you will see. He will protect you. He will never abandon you. He will be with you in your moment of need. And you can erase all worry, and you no longer need to be afraid. That very day, I did what Reverend Graham suggested. I stood up with 500 others. I confessed my sins, and I pledged to sin no more to the best of my ability. And, Alex, that was a Saturday. On Monday morning,
stay there. Let's talk about Roger Stone.
The Jerry Stone story.
Gotta go to break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone, exclusive worldwide interviews with us 5 minutes the next hour.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so do we. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here's to all the listeners supporting Roger Stone, because believe me, we're all sitting in the same tree together. And the attempt to brand the election as Russian, the populist movement as un-American when the globalists are in bed with the Chi-Coms and don't want the country to exist, it's really ridiculous they're trying to do this. They're at war with logic. They're traitors trying to overthrow the country. And so they've got to say the loyal patriots are the bad guys, but the truth is we're not, and we need to get that word out. So Roger's victory is all of our victories. And I want to ask him about all the wild calls, what the president said to him. He hasn't really elaborated on that yet. What all the other big guys in D.C. he knows, what the inside baseball is, about what's coming next. So much with Roger Stone. But, Roger, finish up with the day after you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're already a Christian, but not, you know, backslidden, obviously. And then really tried and really gave your heart to Christ again, recommitted. What happened?
Well, this was on a Saturday that I was reborn. And that very Monday morning, a day later, all the stories about the corrupt jury hit the fan, none of which I knew. We had none of that information. Frankly, Mike Cernovich, a crusading independent journalist, a solid conservative, broke that story, and it was everywhere. And from that moment on, I was highly confident that everything was going to be fine, that God was now going to take his hand and he would provide, that he would in the end protect me from those who would persecute me. So I escaped the snare and the fowler, as they say in Psalm 91. And now the hardest part about being a Christian, of course, is the old Roger Stone, you know, would want revenge. I'm Sicilian. I would want revenge. But I realize now that that's not my place, that vengeance belongs to God, that he will judge and that he will subject those who deserve it to the vengeance that they deserve. And therefore, it's preserved for him. And the good thing about that is I know that those who are evil, that those who tried to destroy me and are trying to destroy you right now, try to destroy General Mike Flynn, a great patriot, tried to take down our great president, they will get their just desserts, but they will get it from God, a wrathful God in this case. And it is a terrible thing to be subjected to the vengeance of the living God, as Hebrews 30:31 tells us. So, Alex, I really do, as I now realize, I have a hard break at 2 o'clock my time. So I really do need to talk about my phone call with the president.
Let's do that. Let's get into it now.
Talk about how this came about. So last Friday, around 5 o'clock, many media outlets, ABC was among the first, then Fox News, and then everybody was saying that the president would commute my sentence. Prior to that, there was a lot of speculation. It could be a commutation. It could be a pardon. It could be nothing. These same reports had popped up the previous Sunday and nothing came of them. So it became pretty clear that something was going to happen. People started just arriving at my home. I hadn't invited anybody but patriots, folks from the Trump Club, young Republicans, local conservatives, friends from the Republican Party, a lot of info warriors. People just started arriving. Because I was under house arrest at that time, I could not leave the actual house. We sorted people out between those who were wearing masks. They were allowed to come in. Those who were didn't have a mask, they could mask in the front yard inside a gate. Somebody sent out for beer, and we had a pop-up party. And then at around 7 o'clock, my cell phone rang, it was the White House switchboard operator saying, this is the White House switchboard. I have a call from the President of the United States. We'd like to speak to Roger Stone. And I said, this is Roger Stone. And he said, are you available for a call from the president? Whoever says no, by the way. I said, yes, I am. And he said, 1 minute, please. 2 minutes later, the president came on and said, Raj. I said, yes, Mr. President. He said, I want to let you know that right now I have just signed an act of clemency in which I have commuted your sentence because I believe you did not get a fair trial. And I think that this was an incredible injustice. I think the investigation into you was fraudulent. I also understand that your life is in danger if you go to a COVID-infested prison. I actually think he said coronavirus-infested prison. And I said, that is correct, Mr. President. I thank you very much. I think you've saved my life. And he said, well, I want you to fight to exonerate your name. I think you got a good chance to get this overturned and get exonerated. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, that's the difference between a pardon and a commutation. You know, a pardon is final, but in this case, you're entitled to go pursue your appeal, which is why I'm still raising money at stonedefensefund.com. An appeal could cost, $1 million, could take a year. And I said, yes, sir, I understand. And he said, how's your wife? He said, actually, how's your beautiful wife? I said, she's great. I said, how's the first lady? He says, she fully supports what I have done. She's one of your fans. And I said, thank you very much, Mr. President. And he said, God bless you. And now you're a free man. I said, thank you much. Thank you very much, Mr. President. I hung up. It was an amazing moment. It was like having a weight off of your shoulders. And this would never have been possible without the help of so many people. Let's start with Alex Jones, who had never abandoned me, stuck with me through the whole thing. Skeptical in the first that they would really come after me, but once they did, Alex, you were there. Tucker Carlson is the standout. Tucker Carlson was incensed by what they did with me. He has a deep sense of justice, and he was outraged. He was so angry.
Isn't he just an amazingly classy guy? In fact, I appreciate. I mean, I already knew him. He'd been to the office before. We'd been to dinner, but I got to know him and have dinner with him a few times with you. He is just super classy.
He's a patriot. And look, I don't know this for certain, but my guess is he got pressure from the Fox corporate to stop talking about Roger Stone in this case, but he would never stop. He pounded it at every turn of the case. He took this judge on when she acted improperly. I mean, I don't, you could not have a better friend. You could not have a more loyal friend than Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity. Sean and I were not close. Now we are good friends. He stepped right up to the plate and he covered my case. And I believe he spoke to people in touch with the president. He may have even spoke to the president, but he was there. Mark Levin and I have never been friends. We had some past scuffles. By the way, they were probably my fault, and I've apologized for them. But that's not the important thing. What was important here was the principle. And he did a great job of deconstructing the arguments against me and the misconduct of
the entire. By the way, while you're at this with a few minutes left, we got to hit this again. They're in the news saying on my show, they listed all over, and others, that you said, quote, I got a bunch of dirt, but I won't squeal on the president. You never said that. You said, I will never roll over and make stuff up. They want me to because there is no dirt. So I just want you to get that on record for the New York Times.
That is absolutely true. There was no misconduct by the president or any other illegal activity that I was aware of. What I said was I would not lie about the president. Now, I got to finish my list because it's important.
Keep going.
I've got to thank Kristen Davis, who had the guts, my friend who had the guts to go on CNN and MSNBC and defend me throughout this whole thing. Did an amazing job. Went right into the lion's den, beat them back. I've got to thank Congressman Matt Gaetz, who was a great supporter, who never let up in his advocacy on my behalf. I've got to thank Larry Kudlow, a man who worked closely with the president on the modern economic miracle, which is the Trump comeback. I've got to thank my friend Michael Caputo, who I've been prohibited from speaking to for almost 2 years. But I know he was in my corner. You never know where to stop. Reverend Daryl Scott. Pastor Mark Burns.
What about your wife?
Reverend Randy Coggins. So many Christians. Franklin Graham. All of these people. General Mike Flynn in my corner. God bless every one of you because every one of you contributed to make this happen. It's impossible to name everybody. It really is. I'd like to. So many great Americans in my corner. So, Alex.
And by the way, if we let them get you, they're going to get everybody. They said the blueprint is to get all Trump supporters to, quote, wipe us out.
Look, we're up for the fight of our life, and this is an important outpost of the truth. InfoWars is really still what it always was, a leader. And we won't be censored. We won't be silenced. We will never stop fighting for freedom and for liberty. So I am honored to be back with you. It's like being back home again. You can bet that I'll be back again because, you know, I understand they're trying to silence us. They're trying to kill our audience in terms of our reach. But I feel right at home here. It's just good to be back and be able to tell the truth to the American people.
And Roger, don't forget, you already thanked her, but your wife, you got 30 seconds. Your wife gets the most thank for standing with you.
My great wife and my daughter, my wife, Nidia, my daughter, Audrey, and my son, Scott. They stuck with me through thick and thin, particularly when I was having temper tantrums. They are the best. Alex, God bless you. God bless the InfoWars audience. God bless everyone. The Lord has saved my life. This is indeed a glorious day.
All right, now you're back in the game to get Trump reelected with 111 days. God bless you, Roger. Thank you so much. We're going to destroy what's happening with the whole COVID takeover and so much more with a special guest. Hour number three, only 2 minutes away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.